Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, EFRO is a B2B events hiring technology platform aimed at enabling businesses to effortlessly organize their events by solving long-standing issues such as delayed payments and mediocre talent. EFRO is first of its kind, a reliable and user-friendly platform that brings together both event organizers and event service providers. For example, venues, vendors, events talent, and influencers all on one online events marketplace. Now, incepted by Adam Tan and brother of ex-Media Corp actor Andy Chen, who also, by the way, is involved in EFRO as an advisor investor, they have since 2014 gone through two rounds of funding, receiving over $300,000 in investments. They have 1,200 talent, 300 clients on their platform, and more than $500,000 in revenue in 2018. That is a sizable chunk of change. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you've also launched into Thailand and Malaysia. We'll ask you in just a bit why particularly those regions. But first off, how did you come up with the idea for EFRO?
I think the first thing to always ask this question, anyone who asks me this question, right?
Yeah.
It's that, have you organized any events before?
I have not.
Okay. Birthday parties?
No.
Wedding?
Oh, no.
Okay, no problem. So basically to anyone,
I attend them because I am the GOH, if you will, but I have not, say, organized one for someone else.
Yeah, so the idea behind like event organizing is actually a very complicated one, right? Like there's so many processes. I need to go to find like the venues, the
yes.
different talents, the MC, the GOH like you to be invited
course,
for the
yes.
place, right? And this thing, it's actually a process that it was really, really painful, especially for event organizers because like corporates would just hand over this thing to event organizers.
Mm.
And for someone who organized a birthday party, it's one time, once a year for a kid's birthday party. But think of it by 10 times the size where you have 1,000 people attending your conference and you have to do it like 10 times a year.
Right.
So that is like a dream where you can actually find all of the resources that you want in a single place.
Okay.
And that happened to me, right? When I was running my own events company, I had a problem where one of my clients asking a lot of different kind of requests and it all comes in like pretty much last minute. And that is where I was thinking like how good it would be if I have a place where I can look for all of these things. And
yes.
I went back to talk to Andy and was like, yeah, actually he faced the same problem as well. Like all the talents are looking for someone to hire them, but there just isn't any place.
When you say talent though, what do you mean? Beyond the MC and say
the actors, those are, I think, the freelancers, basically,
right.
Like solopreneurs out here. Right.
Okay.
At the same time, we are also looking for venues. We are also looking for like sound system, lighting. So all of these are actually very fragmented throughout the market itself.
Okay.
All these people don't really do much marketing.
But the events management space has been around for a long time.
That's right.
And has been doing it in this laborious and painful manner for a long time.
You're right. I think the whole journey of like, I've been in this industry for over 10 years and it has not changed much. And from what I heard from my seniors and the veterans from the industry, it has not changed much for like, what, 20, 30 years?
Mm.
Right? And they have been doing it the same way. But the cost of living has increased,
okay.
right? The cost of living has increased. Technology, there are much easier way to get things done now
okay.
compared to the past.
But, right.
Because there's no one actually really doing it. And when I thought of this idea with Andy, I was like, why not us? I mean, we have gotten so much from the events industry. That's how he came up from like being a Star Search winner, right?
Right.
He actually went to do some acting, some modeling throughout the years. And I did some hosting and I wanted to give back to the community. And that's pretty much where I thought, if no one is doing it, why not me?
Why not me?
Yeah,
yes,
well, why not
of course.
Me?
But there are some other platforms out there who do this to some degree. And you're saying you're first of its kind because... How do you stand out?
I think the whole process of events management actually is broken down into many different parts, right? So there are some people who are doing customer relationship management, events management. There are some people who are doing talent sourcing. For example, like one of our partners called Talentora. Okay, they are only focused on talent research, right? Or you can only
so
focus...
So specialized platforms.
Yeah, they are really specialized.
Location, talent.
That's right.
All sorts. All
event management itself. But
really
we actually combine
not,
all of okay. these three into a single platform. What we call a network market network kind of thing.
Okay.
That's right.
Adam Tan is CEO, founder of EFRO, a B2B events hiring technology platform, who joins us today. How did you handle moving the platform overseas? Because I imagine their marketplace might be perhaps just as fragmented. And then there's a language barrier as well, because you've just recently moved into Thailand and Malaysia.
That's right. I think one of the biggest challenges is definitely the culture, the language. But at the same time, because Singapore, it's so small, no matter why a platform actually exists, it's actually because it has a very fragmented market. And Singapore is fragmented. Can you imagine in Indonesia, Thailand? It's even worse. It's a lot more. It has a lot more of such problems, right? Finding the right resources. So we know that there are actually bigger market size for us to actually enter. And the problem they are facing is maybe like 5 times, 10 times bigger than ours. So with our solution, it actually helps this market grow even faster and allows them to actually bridge to the rest of the Southeast Asia market.
Right. What were the challenges you faced, though, as you headed into these different regions?
I think the first
thing... Unique to say per region.
Per region itself. Okay, so for example, like going to Thailand, the legislation is definitely a very big problem. We are not familiar with the laws and whatnot. The culture is also another one. So how we actually like navigate this obstacle is actually through local partners. Our first thing whenever we go to any country is actually find a couple of local partners who actually is familiar with the background, how to run events business, or even who are the contacts that we can actually work with. And through that way, we partner with them for it.
Why though particularly Thailand and Malaysia?
I think Malaysia is like a next door neighbor.
Yes.
It's almost like you know where to go next? Okay, let's go Malaysia. Right? It's so convenient. And Thailand has always been the entertainment hub of Southeast Asia, right? Like almost everyone I know of, like been to a Thai club. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true, right? Or everyone knows how to sing Sabai Sabai, right? Everyone knows how to sing that song pretty much within the entertainment scene. And so we thought that that's a good place to actually expand. And of course, next up, we are actually planning to go into Indonesia, which is the biggest market in Southeast Asia. Right.
Talk to us about, say, manpower issues. In order to grow the team, you are now quite large, actually. You have 1,200 talent on board. You have 300 clients as well. How big is the team?
I think, thankfully, there's a lot of automation with technology. I think one of the key things about being a tech company is the fact that we put technology as our product first. So one of the things that we actually focus on like overcoming this manpower issue is actually through remote working. That actually adds a lot of diversity within our platform and the kind of talents that we have. So we actually have Malaysian, we have Indonesian, we have Singaporeans actually working hand in hand to grow within the Southeast Asia market. So the
and they stay
pool,
in their region?
Yeah, they stay in their region, right? And it helps. It does help that travel is actually so convenient right now. So occasionally we'll meet up wherever we are in different countries.
What about current challenges? Everything sounds like on the up and up. Are there things that you're trying to manage right now?
I think it's always a challenge, because like the events industry, like what you say, has been going on for in the same manner over like 20, 30 years, right? And it doesn't make it to them, it's like, oh, why should I change, right? But you know, technology is now. It's not about when you want to change. It's that either you change now or someone else.
Or bust.
That's one of the problems. And I think a lot of veterans are feeling it. So that's the reason why we are here, to actually enable them to actually digitize from their traditional ways towards the more 21st century kind of like a technology that we have right here for them.
What are your hopes for EFRO, Adam? Future of EFRO? Where do you see it going, doing what?
I think that comes with the name, right? So EFRO is like a thing of this like Afro hair, right? But we had a wordplay with the word EFFRO, because it's like effort, but we kind of wanted it to be effortless to run it, organize an event. But that doesn't give you like a feeling. So we want to let you have an image of this guy with like an Afro hair chilling on a beach. That's the kind of feeling that we want you to have, right? As once you use Afro.
Okay.
So we want every event organizers not to work day and night, but be able to enjoy their passion doing this in this industry.
Yeah.
And expanding the whole of Southeast Asia is definitely what we have in the plans. We actually put in like some project management tools to make their life easier. Instead of trying to talk to people on Facebook, Instagram, email, we kind of put all of them onto a single platform, and that makes life easy.
On a personal level though, Adam, was it challenging to go from events management to, say, kind of being a tech guy now?
I would say that it's a huge challenge. I think it took me about 2 to 3 years to kind of really understand the technology. The mindset is different. I think the whole change and evolution is really, really painful. Andy used to say that, like, I have itch on my ass, right? Like, why do you actually go into technology when you're an events person?
Yeah.
But I see that events is the future back in 2014, right? And we know that that is the only way to go forward, especially to bridge the whole of Southeast Asia.
Yeah. Adam Tan is the CEO and co-founder of EFRO, a B2B events hiring technology platform, along with his bro Andy Chen. They are on the up and up. Adam, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.